أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جنات عدن يدخلونها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن إن ربنا لغفور شكور الذي أحلنا دار المقامة من فضله لا يمسنا فيها نصب ولا يمسنا فيها لغوب. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about this ummah that had become the inheritors of the kitab, and those who had become the inheritors of the kitab were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three groups of them: those who had wronged themselves, those who lived the life of moderation, and those who had advanced in virtue. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is the great grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace upon these people, and that is جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا. It is jannat, it is gardens, adan, that have been prepared, and in it they will be forever and ever. Yadukhulunaha, they will enter it. And then as a token of honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them. Yuhallawna fiha min asawira min dhahabin wa lu'lu'a. They will be adorned in it with ornaments, bracelets, bangles, min dhahabin, that is of gold, wa lu'lu'a, and of pearls. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them this honor. The men and the women of the people of Jannah will be given this, and we should not feel that now how are men going to wear bangles or bracelets, because they cannot wear it in this world. How are they going to wear these ornaments of gold, because they cannot wear it in this world? And in the next part of the ayat, Allah says, وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. And the libas, the clothes, will be of silk. And that also the men of this ummah cannot wear in this world. So there in the akhirat, in Jannat, there are no rules of halal and haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us in this world as men, but there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only make it permissible, but it will be a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be granted to the people of Jannat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to them because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are several ahadith that people who wear silk, men who wear silk, men who drink from utensils or eat from utensils of gold and silver, they will be deprived of these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept it permissible for them over there. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ. And when they enter Jannah, then they will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has removed from us sorrow, who has removed from us grief. If you look at the reality of this life, a person goes through life in this world, and there are very many different griefs, troubles, sorrows that a person goes through, and that is this dunya. And even if it is not the sorrow and the grief and the worry of this dunya that man goes through, then a person normally, if he is pious, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have the worry and the concern of maut, how he is going to leave this world. Then there is the worry and the concern of the life of the qabr. How are we going to be in the qabr? Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish us. The worry and the concern of the day of qiyamah. How would it be? How would the hisab and kitab be? Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to task for all the wrongs that we had done? Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the good that we had done, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the decision of adab. Those are the worries of the day of Qiyamah. And then the worry of the fire of Jahannam, the worry of the pulsirat. So this whole life of this world is a world life of worry. Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Madani Sahib Rahimahumullah used to say, if you want to live a life that is free of worry, free of sorrow, free of grief, then wait for the life of Jannat. That is that life in which there is absolutely no worry, no grief, no sorrow. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be entering Jannat and they will be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has removed all the sorrow and this grief, and obviously from there onwards there will be no worry for them, there will be no sorry, all that difficulties and the difficult stages had passed. Inna Rabbana Laghafurun Shakur. Certainly our Rabb is Ghafur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven our sins. Shakur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted our ibadat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rewarded us for it. Alladhi ahallana dar al muqamati min fadli. That Allah that has alighted us, that Allah that has caused us to reach the dar, the dwelling that is forever, min fadlihi, by his grace. Now here, if you look at this world again, nobody can say that they have a permanent address. We cannot say that the house or the place we are living is permanent and forever and ever, because we do not know. Allah save us. But there can be some kind of calamity that a person has to move out. There can be some illness and sickness that a person has to move out. There can be the change of government. There can be political changes. There can be changes in financial situations. So we can never say that this is the place that we are going to live forever and ever. The life of the qabr is not a life forever and ever. So there is only one life, that is dar al-muqamah. There is only one life that is forever and ever, and one place and one address that a person has forever and ever, and that will be in Jannat. And min fadlihi, by the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no entitlement to Jannat. We should not feel that we are entitled to this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. One small ni'mat again that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Jannat, la yamassuna fiha nasab wa la yamassuna fiha lughub, that no form of tiredness, no form of illness, no form of becoming weary, and no form of a person becoming bored in Jannah will be experienced. All this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from a person. That in this world, when a man does not sleep, or when a man exerts himself, he becomes tired, he becomes weary. A person, if he does not do anything, he becomes bored. But there in Jannat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will free a person from all these halat and all these conditions. And here in these brief ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about those people who become the inheritors of the kitab of Allah, who has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not only recite the Quran, but to understand the meaning of the Quran, to practice on the Quran, to propagate the Quran, to have love of the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is that great fadl and the great grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.